Corey Snow reading Black Hearts by Jim Frederick.
Isolated physically and with limited links to the outside world, Bravo soldiers frequently had no knowledge of how their efforts were fitting into the broader strategy of the war, let alone what that strategy might be. Indeed, the very notion of strategy and whether America's strategy was sound was simply not a concern for many of them. All that mattered was what was happening in and around the ground they were occupying. News of anything occurring beyond the FOB, the traffic control points, and the JS Bridge was hard to come by, and even major events about Iraq making headlines around the world seemed to have little impact on their lives. In the 2.5 months since their arrival, for example, Iraq had ratified its constitution, the trial of Saddam Hussein had gotten underway, and Democratic Congressman from Pennsylvania John Murtha had begun calling for a U.S. troop withdrawal from Iraq. None of these got much notice from men on the ground. Far more important to them was staying alive until the next morning, and whether there would be hot food for dinner that night.